You are listening to a sample of the Stutter Talk podcast. To hear this entire episode and other episodes, please visit www.stuttertalk.com.
Hey, welcome to Stutter Talk. I am Greg, and I'm here with my good buddy, Eric.
How you doing?
And across from my internet table, Peter.
Hey, hey.
And this is a very special episode, but first we have to thank someone, right?
Yeah, we want to thank the Brooklyn band The Hold Steady for allowing us to use their fine tunes for our podcast.
So, Peter, what do we have up for today?
Today we are having a single elimination tournament featuring 16 pet peeves about stuttering. All right. I will read two pet peeves at a time, and we will vote on the pet peeve that peeves us or annoys us the most.
All right.
The
last like
pet
fun.
Peeve, yeah, it's going to be fun. The last pet peeve remaining is going to be the winner.
All right, man, let's roll.
You're going to be up first. Professional publications such as journals that don't allow the writers to use the word stutterer, or stuttering and having people finish our sentences.
Well, you probably know where I stand on this one, but I'm going to have to say it again. I really get annoyed when people finish my sentences. And although Greg did have a great point before about how he's going to finish his how he's going to finish what he was going to say. Regardless, I'm going to have to go with that one.
And the funny thing is, I'm sitting here and I was planning to finish your sentence for you, but I was blocking and I knew I couldn't get it out. And then if I would have blocked in the middle of your sentence, that would have just been rude. So that was one of those times where I really wasn't able because of stuttering.
That's funny though, because finishing off his sentence, not rude. That's comical. Blocking when he's talking. Now that's rude.
Exactly. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. But I'll tell you even a crazier thing. As a kid in high school, one of my main techniques for avoiding stuttering was to start talking while another person was talking.
Oh, yeah.
However, it usually only works for me if I'm picking up at the tail end of a sentence. For some reason, I'm not able to jump in the middle.
Yeah. And then at the same time, too, just a quick digression, but
sure.
If a person's sitting in a class or something, right, and people in class, when they're asking questions, interrupt all the time without raising their hand or anything like that. If a person who doesn't stutter interrupts, it's just sort of like, ah, okay, fine. But when a stutterer interrupts and they get blocked, it seems to be more of a problem in class and more of an interruption.
I totally agree with you. And it's one of those things about stuttering where we don't have to like it, but we do see it's there. Greg, what peeves you more? Journals that say don't use the word stutterer? And they
I gotta roll with the journals.
You gotta, why?
Because the people that finish your sentence, they actually think that they're doing you a favor. Right?
Right.
I mean, you know, while it's misguided, they're actually trying to help. And I tend to think that the professionals ought to know better.
I agree, and you get my vote for that for the same reason. However, I have a caveat. I agree completely, except for those rare times where you have a person who's completing your sentences because they can't stand that you're stuttering, and they're visibly shaken, and they're visibly saying to you with their eyes, get over it.
Yeah.
So that does happen occasionally.
You're right.
Okay, next two. Speech therapists who stutter, who talk about being recovered from stuttering, or stutterers who talk about how helpful fluency shaping is, but are still noticeably avoiding stuttering. Greg, you're first.
I got to go with the recovered speech pathologist.
Why?
Because the recovered ones that I've met all seem to be, for the lack of a better word, kind of odd with an exceedingly huge chip on their shoulder. But that's just been my own personal experience.
Well, I'm going to let Eric be the tiebreaker because I'm going to disagree. And while I think they both really, really annoy me, I've been to several presentations for fluency shaping, and the clinician always sort of rolls out this stutterer. And the stutterer gets up, and they're avoiding words, and they're clearly
uncomfortable.
The dog and pony show.
I never thought about that.
Yeah, and I just think, you Uncle Tom. And I forgive stutterers for so much, but when they do the Uncle Tom, it peeves me. So, totally. Eric, you get to be the tiebreaker here.
I'm going to have to go with number two on this one. I'd like to make a slight modification, though.
Okay.
And not just include fluency shaping here, but really all techniques that are out there. A person that says that they have had success with stuttering treatment and then is still noticeably avoiding stuttering, it just kind of gets to me. So that's my vote.
You know, the only reason I zeroed out fluency shaping was that when you try to talk to a strict fluency shaper about that topic, their response is, well, just do my speech tool and you won't have to avoid.
Yep. True.
So that's why I zeroed them out. All right. Next two, people who say, you sounded so good today. You didn't stutter at all. Or clinicians or others who suggest don't talk about stuttering with children. It will only make the stuttering worse.
I'm going to have to go with the first one because it just totally kills me when a person is just judging me on whether I'm stuttering or whether I'm not stuttering.
Well, I'm going to give Greg the chance to be the tiebreaker for this one because I'm going to disagree. I'm going to agree with what you just said, Eric. However, a person who says, oh, you sounded so good today, you didn't stutter, they actually think they're being nice and helpful, and that's not really going to hurt a person. But advising a parent, don't talk about stuttering with your child, that could potentially hurt a family and hurt a child and prevent. Well, okay.
I don't think there's much potential about it.
Okay, so Greg, you have the tiebreaker, and I think your vote is clear. Can you tell us why?
It would be the professional, because if you don't talk about something, then it's something not to be talked about. If it's something not to be talked about, then it's something to be hidden. If it's something to be hidden, then it's something to be ashamed of.
And you can't deal with problems when you're hiding them and ashamed of them. And I agree. Let's take a quick break and we'll move on to round two of pet peeves.
Break time.
Hey everybody, hope you guys are doing well. This is Taro from Our Time and just want to thank you for listening to Stutter Talk.
Peace.
This is John Stossel. Anything that makes it harder for you to speak limits your life. So if you or someone you know stutters, you can call the Stuttering Foundation for help. 800-992-9392.
Okay, welcome back to StutterTalk.com for round two of Pet Peeves. And we're going to let Big Greg Snyder go first. Graduate classes that talk 99% of the time on the nature of stuttering and 1% or less on therapy. Publications that say you cannot use the term stutterer. Or SLPs who claim they can make the client perfectly fluent.
I'm going to go with the I can hear you.
Tell us why.
Because when someone says I can hear you, that's people essentially profiting off of the hope and desperation of others. And when that cure doesn't come to fruition and the client gets blamed, that sets the client back way farther back from the point in which they even started.
I'm just going to disagree only because really you go to graduate school and you should come out having some understanding of how to treat stuttering. And you should know by the time you're out of graduate school that you're not curing people. You're just not curing people. So I'm going to go with graduate schools really have to start to focus more on treatment. Eric, you are the tiebreaker.
So this is for it all right here, huh?
This is for it all the beans, big guy.
Drum roll, please.
No, wait, ready?
Was that a stutter, Greg, or was that a drum roll?
That was a stuttered drum roll.
I didn't even catch that. That's awesome. Go.
Obscure humor. Sorry.
No. Great. So, being in graduate school right now, yes, it is completely imperative that students need to be learning about treatment in class. However, I think SLPs that claim that they could fix stuttering is just completely ridiculous. And it kind of comes down to that whole thing, you know, some SLPs who don't know a lot about stuttering feel the need to be successful in their field. And by being successful, I think a lot of them need to have this cure for stuttering, and they think that they could actually do it, and it's just crazy, and I'll have to go with that one. So we have a winner.
We do have a winner. So the pet peeve of stuttertalk.com are clinicians who claim that they can make the stutterer perfectly fluent. And while I didn't vote for that, I completely am peeved by that concept, so I'm proud to have that as our pet peeve.
Thanks so much for listening to this special ISAD episode of Stutter Talk. We would love to hear from you. Our email is stuttertalk@stuttertalk.com. We're going to take us out with a fine tune from the Brooklyn-based band The Hold Steady.
Guys are feeling good about their liquor run. The girls are kind of flirting with the setting sun. We all kind of fumble through the jitterbug.